Epiphany by Jerakine. Disclaimer. The story is a work of fan fiction. The characters are based on real people, but the story is not real. It was written for fun with no disrespect intended. I'm really sorry, Adam, Chris says, head lolling on Adam's shoulder. Adam has been trying to get Chris to sit up and hold his head still since they huddled into the limo, to no avail. Chris is like an octopus when he's drunk, wiggly and floppy and with arms everywhere. It's okay, Chris. We'll try again some other night. They were out hunting tonight, trying to get a decent enough girl for Chris to have a one-night stand with. Because Adam is sick and tired of the way Chris keeps moping around at his place. His couch now has a Chris-shaped dent, and Adam thinks Chris's ass has probably evolved to blend in with the cushions by now. I'm not, you know, hung up on her or anything. He looks up at Adam with huge and bright eyes. You know? I know, Chris, Adam says, placating, petting Chris's sweaty hair back from his forehead. I'm just, like, picky, maybe. Chris is not picky. Chris is impossible. Adam can't blame the guy for being a bit shy when he's only ever slept with one person in his life before. But after months of trying to set him up with someone, anyone, Adam is beginning to despair. He brings the women to Chris, his type, tiny and blonde. He even gets them to proposition him. The guy doesn't have to do anything. He just has to sit back and enjoy. But no, of course not. Not Chris Allen. He talks to the women, tells them about Katie, for God's sake. Adam has seen some of them sniffling on their way out. Chris keeps sabotaging himself. Adam is going to have to hold his dick for him if he wants to get the guy laid, and maybe even tie him up too while he's at it. It's not about just sex, you know, Chris says, sliding further down Adam's chest. Adam pulls him up with an arm around his shoulders. What is it about, then? It's about, like, the person, you know? No, Adam does not know. It's about connecting and feeling and stuff. Adam sighs, rubbing a hand up Chris's arm. Chris can't help being a hopeless romantic. Just like he can't help being such a great and honest and easygoing and hot guy. Adam should have learned not to judge Chris by normal human standards a long time ago. The world needs a whole new set of standards for him. They shall call it the Chris Allen standards, and no one else will ever live up to them. You know what I mean, don't you? Chris says, his face now buried in Adam's neck. Adam swallows hard at the feel of Chris's hot breath against his neck. He nods jerkily. Sex is, like, easy, Chris says, his lips brushing Adam's skin. It's just movement, you know? Adam nods again. But there should be more, like actually knowing the person, and liking them, and wanting them. Chris raises his head, eyes blinking sleepily, and so close Adam has to cross his eyes to look at him. Chris says, and moves even closer. Adam opens his mouth to tell him jokingly to get back to his side of the limo, but Chris plunges ahead before he can get a word out, his lips smashing against Adam's. It's just lips against lips, no moving, no kissing, but Adam feels his heart crawling up his throat to make a quick getaway. Then Chris pulls back, shaky and confused, brows drawn together, and looks at Adam's face like he is studying an insect under a microscope. He licks his lips. Huh, Chris says. Adam's hand tries to clutch at the seat, but the leather keeps slipping away from his grasp. You think that's why it never works? Chris asks, looking wide-eyed and surprised. What's why what never works? Chris cups Adam's cheek with his hand, surprisingly gentle considering his current lack of coordination. His fingers move against Adam's skin slowly. Then they trace his lips with a disquieting concentration. He leans down to lick Adam's lips open. Adam doesn't even get a chance to make a sound. When he pulls back this time, Chris looks considerably less drunk. He smiles wide. Of course, he states. We're so stupid. Adam internally flails. That's why I hated all your boyfriends, Chris says giddily, pressing his grin against Adam's jacket and looking up at him under his lashes, his eyes shining bright. You hated my boyfriends? Every single one of them, Chris says with glee. Adam has no idea what to say to that. This is good, Chris mumbles, pushing Adam's jacket aside to snuggle against his side, burying his face in Adam's armpit. This is perfect. What is? Adam hears himself ask faintly. Chris yawns and squeezes his waist. Tell you when we get home.